It has been an active week in the nation's capital, with a number of issues being addressed and acted on by both Congress and the administration. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with an update on the items that will directly impact U.S. cotton growers and the U.S. agriculture sector as a whole.
Some of those that are important to the cotton industry and having an impact and will going forward include: this week, the Senate confirmed Robert Bonney as Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation at USDA. Mr. Bonney will oversee the Farm Service Agency, Risk Management Agency, and the Natural Resource Conservation Service. So all three key agencies that growers interact with on a daily basis. Mr. Bonney is someone that we have developed a good relationship with and has a very good understanding of production agriculture, and we're excited to see him leading those agencies within USDA. Also this week, USDA Secretary Vilsack announced an appointment or administrator of the Risk Management Agency, who is a producer from South Dakota and has experience on her family farm, and someone that we look forward to getting to know and working with on important crop insurance issues going forward.
President Biden is meeting with the President of Mexico this week to discuss a number of issues.
And we expect that to include some of the trade and regulatory challenges that we have been experiencing, particularly in regard to the lack of Mexico approving many of the biotech traits so that those products can be sold and traded with Mexico. The National Cotton Council signed on to a letter to President Biden, along with over 100 other organizations, urging the president to raise this issue and try to work toward a resolution with Mexico on this issue moving forward. There have also been some important hearings in Congress last week and this week that have been focused on the severe supply chain challenges that agriculture and others are facing, both on our ability to export our cotton and cotton products, but also the impact that we're seeing on bringing in critical inputs that are going to be needed, particularly for the upcoming growing season. The National Cotton Council has submitted industry comments outlining the costs that we're seeing and have been incurring and the concerns that we have moving forward. Those comments have been submitted to various committees in Congress that are holding hearings on this important issue.
In closing, on a positive note, USDA announced they would begin issuing the final 10% of payments for the WIP Plus program for 2019 crop losses.
That remaining 10% had been withheld because they weren't sure at the time if there would be enough funding available to make the full payment, but that has been determined that there's adequate money there. And so those final payments are going out now to make producers that qualified for 2019 WIP payments, they will get the full amount that they were eligible for. And so on that regard, we are continuing to work with USDA and the agriculture committees and appropriations committees in Congress as the department is moving forward to implement WIP Plus for the 2020 and 2021 crop years. And that work is underway, and we would expect to see implementation and hopefully a sign-up process sometime, hopefully by the first quarter of 2022. But that's something we'll be working on to try to make sure that it's implemented in a way that will be the most effective and helpful to cotton producers, and also can hopefully streamline the application and sign-up process at the county offices.